Okay, welcome back. Hour number two. We're going to talk to Terrible Tim over in the beautiful city, formerly beautiful city, of Brighton by the Sea in merry old, well, formerly merry old. Now it's pedo old England, with Terrible Tim himself, up early in the morning, in fact, in the middle of the night. How are you there, sir?
Hello, Jeff. Fine. Just been busy watching Horror Channel.
Horror movies?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have an intravenous hooked up while you do this?
Most certainly. Loads of energy coming from all of the British desperately selling their souls to get a few
not much left to sell
to pay
is
their
there?
Mortgage.
Yeah, not much left to sell, Tim.
Well, no, I agree with you. As I say, the race is finished. Soulless.
Speaking of,
thankfully, they've got the U.S. government and the new Freedom Act, which will give them freedom.
Oh, it will it?
Yes, because it's called the Freedom Act, Jeff.
Must be, they don't lie, so it must be that freedom
be
is just around the corner, yeah. Very good.
You'll all be free. You'll all be getting loads and loads of quantitative easing, all going to the Jewish bankers to pump up property prices. So
hell, they make the money they give to themselves. That's the humorous part of it.
It's wonderful.
Yeah.
As I say, we really are now in a state of total insanity.
No arguments here.
And the Greeks, of course, can't pay their debt. And the European Union is a big lie where, as I say, the Rothschilds wanted one giant European empire for their Jewish banking cartel. And now it's becoming plain that Greece will never be able to pay its debt.
Well, they're talking about joining BRICS now, Greece.
Who?
Greece, the Greeks. They're going to join the BRICS bank.
What, and are they going to pay the third of a trillion debt for the Greeks to the Rothschilds in London?
They're going to walk on the debt.
Oh, they're going to walk?
Sure.
Well, then that third of a trillion is going to have to be lost somehow, and all of the banks in the European Union, especially the German ones, are getting the money from the nigh on third of a trillion that the Greeks owe.
Easy to lose money. Easy to lose money. Remember the day before 9/11, the announcement by Zakheim? They lost $2.1 trillion they couldn't find. So it's not hard to do.
So this looks like a terrible day for the Rothschilds because, of course, if Greece leaves the European Union, it's the end of their plan for a one-world government taking over the world, everyone being computer-chipped, and the end of anything but wireless money with the Rothschilds in London being in absolute control of the world. So, as you can see, the plan of Zion, this one world government ruled by the 85 Jewish families from London, has hit an iceberg and is sinking as we speak. I know tears of sorrow are trickling down your cheek, Jeff. Same as mine.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So it looks like more and more that we'll be going into violent fracas with Russia and China and North Korea as the Jews in London go into a frenzy of torment. And as you well know, when your own empire is breaking up, the only way out of it to try and keep power is to have very, very big wars.
Nobody even talks about the war in Syria very much now. They're talking about Yemen. The Syrian casualty figures for May alone, over 6,600 dead, and obviously many more times that wounded. Syria is less than 50% controlled by Bashar al-Assad, and I would suggest that Syria's time is rapidly running out.
What you mean, the Shia-led regime?
Correct, yeah.
Even with the backing of Russia and Iran?
Correct, again. Meanwhile, yeah, back here in the States, the police department, the law enforcement officers, fatally shoot two American citizens to death every day.
What's wrong with that, Jeff?
Well, guess what color they are.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, Jeff?
You have to ask their own departments. They probably have a tally that they kind of have an office pool to see. Yeah, it's all
to see who the first member of the department during the day will be. Who'll shoot one of these rabid black drug dealing gang members that are ravaging your country, Jeff?
Well, this is goes back to Dr.
Michael Brown was, according to the blacks, was a saint, college student who never drank, never smoked. He was an angel.
We saw him on video. He
was going to be beatified by the Pope.
A gentle kitten. We saw him on video.
A gentle giant.
Yeah, yeah.
According to the white police, he was a violent, thuggish criminal. So, as you can see, the human race has lost all concepts of reality. They are clinically insane.
Well, this goes back to Dr. Joseph Chapelon's essay of, must be 15 years ago now, Terminal Madness of the End Times, where he did call this very, very clearly. Meanwhile, we have another disease running loose. MERS from Saudi Arabia has spread to South Korea now, killed two there.
What's wrong with that, Jeff?
See, asking me that rhetorical question.
South Korea is just Israeli-occupied territory. It's just another province of Israel, as is the UK, as is America, as is Canada, as is the European Union.
Well, I'm not sure if it's a province of Israel or a province of the Rothschild banksters. It doesn't really matter,
Well, same thing, because Israel is the kingdom of these 85 Jewish families, the Rothschilds, who are worth $110 trillion, and of course were until a few years ago on track to conquering the world, Jeff. You would have been consigned to the dustbin of history, your archives erased, because of course we well know that the Zionist Rothschilds don't like anything on your website.
Nothing. Here's another one for you.
After the Mazer burnt your meninges and knocked you out, and the your four-wheel drive vehicle crashed off the road and you died, the archives would have disappeared, and that would have been, as I say, another victim of these 85 Jewish families.
Well, now, the car saved my life, and it was completely airborne as it flipped end over end. And the folks, if you don't have airbags, get a car that does, because they deployed. I have no recollection of this, but I did cut the one airbag off the steering column that most directly saved my life. I have that as a little token. You know what's weird? Some people were watching the wreck right after it happened. You know, people walk up and stare. And a pickup truck drove up, and two men got out. And here I am in the car, unconscious, I guess. They went through the wreckage of the car looking for things to steal. Nobody who was watching would say anything, and they found a certain item that I had that was very important to me, picked it up, put it in their pocket, jumped back in their truck, and drove away.
Were these just local thieves, or
I don't know. Now, see, this is an important question, and I don't have the answer. But it could have been the agents, part of the group. Could have kind of, maybe they went over to look at me to see if I was truly dead, and if I wasn't, then they would. Who knows? I don't know. I can't tell you. All I can tell you is what I hear. So,
as I say, as we we said before, it seems logical that the group that tried to assassinate you wasn't embedded fully in Homeland Security. Otherwise, they'd have simply leaned on a doctor or nurse in the hospital to finish you off.
Would have been easy.
And I know, it seems it's more likely a special team sent from London.
You know more about that than I.
Or from your friends in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it wasn't Homeland Security, you can put so much pressure on hospital staff, you know, IRS, you name it, that it's, you know, if they were, they just finished the job in the hospital. So it seems more likely this was a group, you know, either MI6 or Mossad.
Mm-hmm. Having one of those kind of off days. You have good days and bad days after you've had a serious brain injury, so it's an odd day today. Here's a study. This is an odd one, too. You've heard of toxoplasmosis, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Cats have it. It's a parasite, single-cell organism. The discovery was made today, or announced today, by a team of researchers from the University of Iowa and Florida International University, the London Telegraph reported. And according to the scientists, toxoplasmosa, a single-cell organism which lives and reproduces in the intestines of cats, causes adverse effect in children, i.e. a decline in memory and reading aptitude. Now, it was thought that this was only dangerous to adults, but it bothers children and impedes their learning and basic mental prowess. Very interesting.
Is it temporary or permanent?
I don't think the results of the tests are of such standing that they can tell yet, but they are able to measure. The parasite, which can be spread through contact with feces, has previously been linked to brain tumors in other animals and increased aggressiveness in men. Some scientists have even proven that toxoplasmosis can make women cheat on their husbands. Now, that's a weird one.
Well, no, because, of course, from the bug's point of view, it spreads.
It's a successful parasite.
So the more sexual contact the woman has, the more chance the parasite has of spreading. Mm-hmm. It's rather like the parasite in David Cronenberg's film Slither, where it makes them sex mad so they can spread the parasite. So it makes sense.
I missed that one somehow.
Oh, it's a you know, very bad taste horror movie. The parasite and bacteria do change behavior of organisms in order to get them to spread the parasite in snails, gets the snails to go on top of rocks so they get eaten by birds, and the birds can then spread the parasite.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so it... and of course, there's lots of studies on bacteria, that infection of bacteria in humans changes the behavior of the infected human.
Hmm.
I, of course, am totally bug-free.
Immune to all such things, thanks to ozone.
Thanks to ozone, yeah.
Absolutely.
And I never had a pet in the house when I was young, so obviously wasn't brain damaged.
Well done. Well, anyone who listens to you can tell you that.
It just, you know, helps to give me my incredibly high IQ.
Okay. Let's test your IQ. Are you still going to China?
Most certainly.
You just lost 10. You lost 10 points, sorry.
I was going yesterday, but...
what? You're going yesterday?
I just had so much more information on the U.S. Psychic Warfare program, and I just wanted to put it all up before I went, because as a good Prussian, I like completing the job. So after this show, I'll be putting another couple of hours of the U.S. Psychic Warfare program up on my website.
Psychicwarfare.com,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's good to see that psychic warfare is working, in that good old crypto Jew Kerry was knocked off his bike.
Yeah, that was pretty wild.
I know, it's good, isn't it?
You did that?
And that the Russian...
Who did that? Did you do that?
Yeah, I'm deploying the U.S. psychic warfare program now back on Westerners. And, of course, helping with the Russian travel ban list by targeting everyone on the travel ban list, including Senator McCain, with the U.S. psychic warfare program, to see whether we can turn it from a travel ban list to a death list. So all the info on that's up on the website as well. So you've got this U.S. psychic warfare program, and it's well worth using it now on the Americans and the Europeans. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine the can you imagine the panic in the Pentagon that they couldn't even use it to get Sepp Blatter expelled and their Jordanian puppet elected? And of course now with Kerry being flung off his bike, breaking his right leg.
Did he have did he have surgery yet?
Yeah, he's had to go to hospital. It's you know, he's terribly damaged in the leg. He's become like the tarot card, the hanged man, where you break one of the legs and you hang them up by the broken leg. That's the hanged man tarot card. So he's become a living hanged man tarot card. So I can embed. It's like an anchor. You make an anchor. So you can embed the weapon system in the target. So think of Kerry as an anchor. So now it's anchored in the U.S. State Department and the American psyche and the European psyche that this weapon system is now targeting them. And the Kerry anchor is spreading the fear through the American and European bitches.
Okay. One of our illustrious presidential candidates named Marco Rubio said something.
Is he Hispanic?
He's Cuban. Yes.
Oh, a Cuban.
Well, that's Hispanic. Conservatives are in denial, he says. America is no longer a superpower, and it hasn't been for years. Now, there's an intelligent statement from the young man. Take a look around the world, he says, and it's hard not to conclude that the United States is a superpower in decline. Whether in Europe, Asia, or the Middle East, aspiring powers are flexing their muscles, ignoring Washington's dictates, or actively combating them. Russia refuses to curtail its support for armed separatists in Ukraine. China refuses to abandon its base-building endeavors in the South China Sea. Saudi Arabia refuses to endorse the U.S.-brokered nuclear deal with Iran. The Islamic State, ISIS, refuses to capitulate in the face of U.S. air power. So what is a declining superpower supposed to do in the face of such defiance? This is no small matter, and he goes on from there.
I would argue with that, Jeff. I would state that America and NATO are just a big-mouthed bitch which needs a bitch slapping. You know,
they're going to get it. They're going
San
to get
Andreas,
it.
San Andreas, Yellowstone, Cobalt 60 in every Western city. A superpower is something that, if you make war, can, of course, like America said, fight on, what was it, 2.5 fronts or something. Now it's down to 1.5. They've got 60% of their military now deployed to attack China.
Yeah, really smart. Great real estate down there in the South China Sea. What a wonderful idea.
No, as I say, we want these glorious carrier battle groups within range of...
They're going down to the bottom.
Within range of Chinese missiles. So,
well, they're all... I'd say they're all there. They've got all these islands now with their artificial airstrips
put on
them.
Exactly, which will have aircraft
loaded with cruise missiles. Loaded with
them. Ready to turn, you can put literally 1,000 anti-ship missiles on one of these islands, fire them simultaneously these glorious U.S. carrier battle groups and their
10,000 men and women
missiles and phalanx miniguns will get overwhelmed by the flood of missiles and the glorious Nimitz-class carriers will... consign the 5,000 American bitches to a watery grave.
So you can see I've been saying this, as you have, for many, many years.
Yeah, the carrier battle groups are obsolete.
Obsolete, outdated, ridiculous.
And the only way to get rid of the emplacements on those islands is with a tactical nuke, and then China applies with its own nukes on the carrier battle groups. End of the carrier battle groups.
China has already said it's going to reply, too.
Yeah, so you can see now that the Chinese are brilliant. They're going to take over the South China Sea. It's their territory, and China will take over the South China Sea, whether the Americans, Filipinos, South Koreans, and Japanese like it or not. Japan is a new superpower. It doesn't have the weaknesses
Japan
of America.
Is a superpower. Well, one thing you can say about the Japanese military, since they're all dying already from Fukushima radiation, they are automatically expendable.
Exactly. But, of course, thanks to Kim Jong-un and cobalt-clad atomic weapons, they won't even be able to be deployed by the Rothschilds in London, because Kim Jong-un let off the leash and then just launches a few cobalt-60 A-bombs at Japan, and the high count of gamma rays from the cobalt-60 warheads dispersed over Japan gives all of the Japanese a very bad hair day.
Very bad. All right, when we come back with Tim, hold on, Tim, just a second. Central Intelligence Agency Director John Brennan says the United States cannot destroy ISIS on the battleground. An interesting statement. Well, I'll go into that in just a minute. Hold on. Okay, well, there's lots of knee-knocking going on in Beijing tonight because the United States is going to deploy its newest destroyer near China. Oh, my. Meanwhile, the CIA Director Brennan, as I mentioned, says the United States cannot destroy ISIS on the battlefield. Now, that's kind of an insult to the American military.
I don't
either.
The Americans promised me on the media that June the 1st they would have their big offensive and they were going to wipe out Islamic State. They promised me, Jeff. It was on the media.
All across
the media, I remember a few months ago.
I'm shocked.
The American military, this superpower, which of course I think is a third world basket case because it can't defend itself, and can be annihilated with a couple of nuclear weapons, they said to me all of the media outlets that the Pentagon generals had
brought up
the war plan to use the superpower might of America on June the 1st, and within a few weeks, Islamic State would be eradicated from the world.
It was it was the template story put on all the propaganda outlets. Brennan said, I firmly believe... Now, this is interesting, because you think about the Pentagon and Brennan... They wonder how this is sitting with them. I firmly believe that we are not going to resolve this problem on the battlefield. Period. In other words, the American military would be beaten by ISIS.
Yeah, they would be, Jeff. Because I've been stating on my website, the U.S. psychic warfare program has been used to produce Islamic State.
Mm-hmm.
the War of the Clones, which is the use of psychic warfare to clone Boba Fett's, which, if you haven't seen Star Wars, are vicious, amoral, killing bounty hunters, which was used to mass-produce Homeland Security using psychic warfare, was used by Tim Rifat to produce the Boba Fett in the Sunni Muslims, the Islamic State. Boba Fett, this amoral killing bounty hunter, think of it as an archetype, which of course made your US police Boba Fett, has now been sequestered and was years ago by Tim Rifat to produce the Boba Fett Sunni Muslim, which of course is the Islamic State trooper. And one can see now why Brennan, who of course knows all about the U.S. psychic warfare program, realizes that with this program, you can simply mass produce in the Sunni Muslim more and more Boba Fetts. That this comes from
You kind of like to say that, don't you?
War of the Clones. And you just mass produce more and more and more and more of them, and you can simply see, since you've got 1.5 billion Muslims and the majority of them are Sunnis, you've got a real supply of clones for the battlefield. Because remember, all they are is they get the idea to go and fight for Islamic State, and off they go. What makes them leave their countries and rush off to fight for Islamic State? And as we
the interesting part of that story is what happens to them when they try to resign and go home.
Oh, they end up dead
immediately.
Yeah,
hundreds
but
of
that,
them.
That doesn't matter, because you've got more and more. Because the more success Islamic State have, the more positive feedback you have to the U.S. psychic warfare program, which I've sequestered to produce them. So the more success they get, the more positive feedback you get into the system. And as you can see, the more fear and terror that they induce in people like Theresa May, who now wants all primary school teachers to monitor primary school Muslims and report on them if they've got fundamentalist ideas. All of the teachers in secondary schools have to monitor their Muslims.
Who is this? One of your educational bright lights over there?
No, Theresa May's the Home Secretary. She's the diabetic who is controlling the Interior Ministry and the secret police. And now teachers are supposed to be members of a new Stasi, a new secret police force, which of course will be run by MI4, that monitors every Muslim in school because they're terrified of this Boba Fett app that's been used to mass produce.
You say that
Islamic
so
State.
Well. It's amazing. Mm. Yeah.
And there's a panic in Britain, Jeff, and it's been one of the big sticks that the Russian propaganda network Russia Today has been beating the British with, that their teachers are rebelling against becoming secret policemen in the classroom. So you can see with Brennan that he really does need to be mazed, because the Pentagon generals, as we know, Breedlove and the rest, are totally perfect, criminally insane, criminally stupid, criminally suicidal servants, Boba Fetts of the Rothschilds. And Brennan has gone off reservation by mentioning that the obvious, once you gain control of the ability of psychic warfare, you can simply go into the minds of the Muslims, into their supplementary motor area, which controls their what they do, and switch on the fundamentalist jihadist brain function, fire the SMA, and then they become active jihadists. And if you haven't got the U.S. psychic warfare program to go into the minds of the Muslims to shut down the supplementary motor area and stop the supplementary motor area being switched on by jihadist websites and the glorious Islamic State victories in Iraq and Syria, then you have lost the war. So Brennan is actually right, which is bad news, because, of course, I was hoping that Brennan would be as insane as the rest of the U.S. military.
Well, he seems to be speaking the truth.
We can't have sane people in America. Mm-hmm. It's not allowed. They must be like Breedlove, insane, wanting a war with Russia. So Brennan will have
Some of these people, when you look at their faces, they don't look right. They don't look like they're screwed right. together at all correctly.
They're not right, Jeff.
No.
Breedlove has lost it. Anyone who wants a war with Russia when you've got Yellowstone, Vieja, and San Andreas ready to drop, it has got to be off his nut.
Okay, hold on. We'll be right back with Tim in just a couple minutes as we continue. Okay, back with Tim, who is still planning to go to China, where they're going to roll the red carpet out.
They will now. I've got the U.S. Psychic Warfare Program, Jeff.
All right.
That's worth, as I say, thanks to the American military, they've made me a billionaire. So I must thank my Pentagon bitches for giving me the weapon system and technology to make myself invaluable to their enemy in World War III, which, of course, we know is going to be China. 60% of the U.S. military poised to attack China with Japan and the Philippines and South Korea. So you can see if we were living in the global village of multiculturalism, I'd just be a irritant.
I haven't heard that in years.
A potential
the global village.
Yeah, a potential troublemaker. Now we've entered the World War III phase, the ability to use the U.S. psychic warfare program against America in the forthcoming World War III makes me able to basically name my own price. So I must thank, yet again, my Pentagon bitches. And, of course, Brennan, the sooner you go mad like Breedlove, the better. We don't want sanity coming from the CIA, thank you.
No. Okay. U.S. policies against Russia and China will start World War III, says investigative journalist Wayne Madsen.
Yep.
Interesting comment. He says, Washington's belligerent policies against countries like Russia and China will eventually start World War III. He said measures taken by NATO, your favorite commander, General Philip Breedlove, and his friends in Washington, as they are approaching Russian waters in the Black Sea, and also his provocations against China and the South China Sea, could lead to a major conflict. I believe these people want to bring about World War III, so said the Washington-based author to Press TV on Sunday. He added that NATO commanders and their friends in Washington need to undergo psychiatric care because of their policies. Madsen said they should all undergo psychiatric treatment immediately before they manage to get this country into a war. Madsen made the remarks when he was asked about a close encounter between Russian and American military forces where Moscow deployed fighters to ward off a U.S. destroyer heading toward its territorial waters in the Black Sea.
Yeah, that was on the paedophile network called the BBC. That was on. One can see that this guy's beginning to sound like that vitriolic reporter, Tim Rifat. Have you noticed?
The crazy man from Brighton, yes, yes.
Have you noticed the sea change in reporting? It's gone from being precise and measured to the vitriolic outbursts of Tim Rifat. So you can see I'm catching Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Because his comments from an American simply are unacceptable. You cannot, as an American patriot, point at the great and the good, the Pentagon generals, and accuse them of being completely off their heads. Only Tim Rifat does that.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see, if you're the 85 Jewish families, that control of the West depends upon fear, and once the peasants, like myself, lose fear and start pointing out the obvious, then you've lost your crown. So you can see already the fall of the Rothschild Empire, because, of course, people are realizing that when you become a Tim Rifat, when you become totally belligerent and totally off reservation in what you do, say, and intend, nothing happens to you, which, of course, is a very, very bad thing to happen when you're running a so-called police state. I mean, how can the British run a police state when they've got people like me running around stealing the US psychic warfare program and then going off to China to make themselves a billionaire?
Good question.
I know. I mean, you know, why has nothing happened? It's simply because the British are in mortal terror of me and they just don't know what to do. And that, of course, demonstrates that you have absolute power, because if you look at the statute book of the UK, support for Islamic State is illegal, race hate is illegal, and, of course, threatening the Queen, NATO, the European Central Bank.
How old is the Queen now?
89.
Uh-huh.
Threatening them with death is illegal, and I just do anything I damn well please. So you can see, of course, that the Rothschilds have lost control.
What happens if my three times a month guest goes to China and vanishes? Am I supposed to come looking for you?
No, you'd vanish as well, Jeff. I'll be in some Shanghai mansion with my Vladivostok SVR honey trap girls from Russia who are desperate to have my babies to allow Putin to have some control over me in Russia. And I say, if the SVR should be sending 11s and 12s because 10s aren't good enough. So round up the 11s and 12s in Russia, send them off to China, and that the Chinese will...
This is what I get for waking him up at 3 in the morning.
There'll be a queue of them desperate to become Mrs. Rifat, because, as you well know...
But are you Mormon?
No, I'm only going to have one. I couldn't manage more than one woman. I don't know if I can manage one woman. But, of course, that doesn't mean you can't have the director's couch or the producer's couch.
Mm-hmm.
If you understand what I'm talking about. And the Russian women, of course, they go to classes to find rich men. So they actually have college courses to...
Is this true?
To get a rich husband. It's that mainstream. And as you can guess, if you've got this super psychic Tim Rifat, then his little children will be extremely valuable. The Pentagon would love to have Tim Rifat children. So, of course, the Russians will be, desperate to have Russian children with my psychic powers. So you can see these bloodlines aren't only in the royal family.
Now, that is good.
If you've got a super psychic, then, of course, you want to breed it. And, of course, I'm willing to breed with SVR, Honey Trap.
Sounds like a movie.
Russians, as long as they're 12s or maybe 11s, if she's got a good character.
11 is fine. 10 is fine. You don't need 12.
I just say, if you're going to, like Donald Trump, if you're going to do something, take it to excess, and then you own your enemies.
Is that what he says?
Yeah, he says if you're going to do something, do it to excess, and then you own your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he borrowed so much money off the bankers that he could do anything he liked, because if he went bust, they went bust. And I've done the same thing with the British.
Now, you see, that is brilliant.
Yeah, Donald Trump's, one of the most intelligent Americans going. And if you look at his children, they were bred in the same way. He wanted a bloodline, so he got a Czechoslovakian skier, Olympic skier, and bred with her in order to get his two children, who were tall, perfectly featured, and intelligent. So you can see he's into eugenics, which, of course, isn't allowed in the West under the Rothschild royal family, because they want you to breed with third world humans who have got IQs of 70 or under. And of course, when your children end up with IQs of 70 or under, or maybe 75, you can't complain.
Well, it'll be very interesting to see what happens to you in China.
Well, with the U.S., as I say, if I'd just gone with the Russian psychic warfare program, I probably would have been given the cold shoulder. They thought I'd have been going to China to spy on the Chinese. Now I've got the entire U.S. psychic warfare program. I'm deploying it against the West on my death list. Kerry's been smashed and turned into a hanged man. And, of course, they couldn't even control Sepp Blatter. They've lost the war in the Middle East. Assad's going to be done in. Iraq, that's the end of Iraq as a Shia province controlled by the Rothschilds. That's gone. And you can see that the Saudis will be flying to China to meet me in order to talk to one of their brothers in order to use psychic warfare on their Shia minority. So you can see how it spreads.
It's too late if you're already there. They've got to get to you first.
Who?
The Saudis.
No, no, because the Chinese, you got it wrong. The Chinese are into soft power, and if you control a new technology, then the Saudis have to play ball with the Chinese before they can gain access to this new technology. Same with Putin. Putin has to play ball with the Chinese, and then they allow the SVR honey traps to be interviewed by Tim Riefer. So you understand, the Chinese way is completely different than the American. The American is kick down your door like a gangster, rape your wife, put a gun to your head, chop a few fingers off, and then have you in total fear. The Chinese way is to knock on your door with a gift, a present, and be invited in, show them the brochure, which is we can redecorate your house.
Gee, you have done your homework.
And you can buy Chinese furniture, Chinese equipment, Chinese water, Chinese gas, Chinese electricity. We'll even rebuild a house for you, and you can pay
don't forget
back.
The Chinese maid.
Yeah, and you can yes, you're right, and you can pay us back in installments with no interest as long as you allow Chinese electricity, gas, and water, Chinese internet. It's soft power, Jeff. It's the completely different approach to the Americans. And psychic warfare, the ability to influence minds, fits in with Chinese soft power much more than the West's hard power. So you can see it's a perfect fit.
All right. Well, we shall find out soon enough. Are you going to go before now on your next visit?
No, I doubt it. I'm planning. I've got so much U.S. military secrets I've scanned off them that I'm going to be busy for the next couple of weeks, couple of hours a night, sticking it on the website.
Wow, you maybe are going on the 4th of July then or something.
Yeah, somewhere like that, because, of course, you know, that would be the perfect day when all of the American secrets go to China.
Saturday, the 4th of July.
That would be a good time, and I'm glad to hear you're sounding better. Last program, you were sounding quite ill.
Well, we do our best. Thank you, my friend. I'll talk to you soon. You take care.
Bye.
All right. There he is, Tim Riefat.